We tend to think of most secret societies as political or spiritual groups, but one founded in 1960 is comprised of elite scientists. They're called the Jasons, a name that refers to Jason and the Argonauts from Greek mythology, who ventured out to obtain the Golden Fleece, a piece of fabric woven from golden hair, which is symbolic of authority and kingship. The Jasons, or sometimes referred to just as Jason, is a small group of 30 to 60 of the world's top physicists, biologists, mathematicians, and computer scientists who advise the U.S. government in their area of expertise. These are people from academia and the business world who don't work directly for the government, but instead serve as advisors who are reportedly paid about $1,000 a day. Many members are university professors who work full-time jobs during the school year, but in the summer months, spend their time working on classified projects for the Department of Defense, the Department of Energy, and other government agencies. The Jasons were responsible for a 1982 report that served as the foundation for the growing barrage of global warming propaganda titled The Long-Term Impact of Atmospheric Dioxide on Climate, and are believed to have been involved with various missile defense programs like Star Wars program and HAARP, whatever that's really used for, and gave their analysis contemplating the possible use of tactical nuclear weapons against the Viet Cong during the Vietnam War. Recently, they produced a report claiming that there is no compelling evidence that those suffering from Havana syndrome were targeted with any electromagnetic weapons or directed energy weapons of any kind. That's just another conspiracy theory, they say, even though such weapons exist, and there are even patents registered which describe exactly how they work. The Jasons suggested that those who believe that they were hit with such weapons, which include high-level officials in the Department of Homeland Security and members of the Trump administration, are just suffering from a psychogenic illness created by their imaginations as a result of hearing rumors of such weapons existing and being used on Americans. So it looks like it's the Jasons' job to produce disinformation and divert people's focus on various issues and drum up support for others with their pseudo-scholarship white paper. But others say that they serve a much needed purpose and provide the government with independent analysis, and maybe sometimes they do. Things aren't always black and white. The Jasons are technically a 501c3 tax-exempt organization run through the MITRE Corporation in McLean, Virginia, and were only discovered when the Pentagon Papers were published by Daniel Ellsberg in 1971, after Ellsberg, a military analyst working for the RAND Corporation, photocopied thousands of pages of government documents and leaked them to the press after discovering how much the Johnson administration lied to Congress and the public about the Vietnam War. Very little has been exposed on them, and currently there appears to be only one book published dedicated to the group called The Jasons, The Secret History of Science's Post-War Elite, which came out in 2006 by a woman named Anne Finkbeiner. When researching for her book, she reached out to people who she discovered were members and asked them for interviews, including the director of the organization, but nobody wanted to talk to her, with one saying that they couldn't see any potential upsides to her writing the book. The reason they're paid as part-time contractors and kept outside the bureaucracy of the Department of Defense is because supposedly the government feels that if they were actual full-time employees, their advice would be biased because they would have a vested interest in pushing for certain programs or advising against others. After all, you know, what government employee is going to actually report to their boss that a particular program that they've been paid to work on is a waste of money and their own job is unnecessary, so maybe that's true. Anne Finkbeiner explains in her book that, quote, a government wanting scientists' advice on, say, the feasibility of a particular system of missile defense could ask scientists who are nearest, that is, who are in the defense industry or on the Defense Department's various advisory committees. But those scientists, like the National Lab scientists, would have something political or financial to gain or lose, and might hedge their advice accordingly. Disinterested advice comes best from independent scientists, like those on PSAC, outside the government, and outside the industry. That is, from scientists employed in academia whose livelihoods will not depend on the advice they give. The original Jasons were former Manhattan Project physicists who just so happened to hold a major meeting in the Bohemian Grove. Peter Phillips, who earned his PhD in sociology after writing his dissertation on the Bohemian Grove, had this to say about the subject. Quote, the atom bomb made this particular meeting at the Grove world famous. but it was not an isolated case of business and government planning through Bohemian Club facilities. This was but one in a long series of historical business-related activities done in the context of a Bohemian corporate family network. The club takes pride in this event, and members often tell new guests this story while at the Grove. But I thought the Bohemian Grove was just a vacation spot for the wealthy, just a private campground for them to relax. Peter Phillips' dissertation continues saying that Ernest Lawrence, a nuclear physicist who helped develop the A-bomb, used the Bohemian Grove for a Manhattan Project planning meeting in 1942. The Jasons continue to receive funding from the Department of Defense through DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, as well as money from other agencies who sometimes attempt to hide their paper trail through various means. DARPA is responsible for building neural interface systems. They plan to wire directly into people's brains, just like Elon Musk. And they're behind a whole list of some of the creepiest high-tech Orwellian cybernetic devices you could imagine. Go look up the monkey brain experiments conducted by Hebrew University in Israel 15 years ago, or what Elon Musk's Neuralink company is doing to monkeys today, trying to get their neural interface built to plug humans into the matrix. But that's a topic for a whole other video. If you like my more serious monologues like this, then you'll love reading my books. So order Inside the Illuminati, Evidence, Objectives, and Methods of Operation in paperback from Amazon.com, or download the ebook from Kindle iBooks, Nook, or Google Play. My books are a lot more in-depth and hardcore than my videos, which I have to tone down a bit for obvious reasons. So head on over to Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.